who you really are. It's not enough to be better than the rest. Gotta take it to the top and make yourself a superstar. You don't need them to believe in you. Get your mission unlocked and see it through. If you've got all the power you need in you, power you need in you, power you need in you. We can change the whole world. Gonna take it over. Gonna start it over. Don't you know what we can be? A new beginning. Fight until we're winning. Tell me that you're in it. Don't you wanna be a superhero?
All right, what do you think of that opening song, Superhero by Simon Curtis? I think everybody wants to be a superhero. Welcome to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM Radio. I'm the host, Lou McCoy. Glad you're tuning in today, and I hope you're having a great Friday at the end of a great week. So let me tell you a little bit about the show today. We've got an exciting program happening. I've got a couple of guests today. In the middle of the hour, we're going to have Josh Smithson. Josh is the area director of the Kirk County Young Life organization. He's a good friend of mine, and they do a fantastic job working with kids all across Kirk County. And, of course, we'll have him in and tell us all about what he's doing today and what his plans are. I've got some special music going on today, as I promised. If you listened last week, we featured Bob Seger. I have a very eclectic taste in music, and it's kind of the fun of having a radio show. You get to listen to some music and throw it out there. I won't introduce this music just yet. First, I want to introduce our first guest in our Spotlight on Business segment. I've got my friend Angela Mager here with me. Welcome, Angela.
Thank you.
Nice of you to take time out on a Friday afternoon.
It's my pleasure.
Have you had a good week?
I have had a very good, busy week.
And it's always nice to have Friday, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on. I just want to, before we get started on what you do for your profession, which I know about personally, and I'll share some of that, let's find out a little bit about you. Can you tell us kind of some of your background? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Houston, around the Houston area. I went to school in Cy-Fair,
okay,
if you're familiar.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I got my nursing degree at UTMB Galveston.
Okay, very nice. That's a nice city down there.
Yeah, I enjoyed living there for a couple of years.
Good.
That was neat. Okay. It's a totally different experience
living
there.
Now, do you miss the big city of Houston?
I miss some of the conveniences, but rarely.
Rarely.
Yeah.
Do you go back? You still have family in that area?
I have a few friends, but I haven't. I have just a small amount of distant cousins.
Okay.
There now. Yeah.
Man, we don't go back to see cousins, do we?
Not too much.
Well, you know, it's amazing. I know you know this, but how many people live here now that used to be from Houston?
Yes.
And I grew up in Dallas, so very much the same. And hard to go back. I can't keep up in the traffic.
No.
they drive crazy in those big cities, don't they?
Yeah, those city slickers.
The city slickers. I used to be one. I are one. Yeah. All right, so grew up in Houston, went to got your nursing degree in Galveston.
Mm-hmm.
And then where did you go about, where'd your career start?
I started at Herman Hospital. Right there in the medical center, big Houston Medical Center, yeah.
And what were you doing specifically?
I worked in surgical care. So it was surgical floor nursing that I did there. So that was after surgery, recovery, that kind of thing.
Have you seen some cool surgeries?
I did actually sit in on a couple of surgeries. I remember touring surgery and seeing a facelift.
Ooh.
That was interesting.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah. I think it would make you not want to have one.
Probably so. I need one, but I don't.
No.
I won't have one. So, blood doesn't bother you?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I'm the chicken when it comes to blood. When I get blood drawn, I have to look the other way.
I don't like to be stuck with a needle, but I can look at blood all day long.
Well, the needle part I don't much care for, but when the blood starts flowing, I'm just not into it. It's just not my favorite thing. So that's why I didn't choose medicine. Probably smart of me, or a surgeon. I wouldn't be a good surgeon, right? Okay, so you left the hospital. And now, are you still practicing as an RN some here in Kerrville?
I am. I work at Peterson Hospice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good. I work there as needed, helping out the case managers there.
Very good.
Yes.
All right. And then we're going to get into you have a business as well, a coaching business. Tell us the name of your coaching business.
Oh, that would be Happy, Healthy, and Hormonal.
Happy, Healthy, and Hormonal. And so I guess the funny thing is that part of this is that you're coaching me now, right?
That's right.
So I'm hormonal, I guess. Sometimes I'm happy. I'm fairly healthy, and I'm probably very hormonal, if you really want to know the truth. So
hormones are, you know, we all have hormones, but yeah, I don't think when we started working together that we were concerned about your hormones.
About my hormones. No, okay, that's good.
No.
We found other concerns.
No.
Yes, we have. Yes. All right. So I want to segue here. Do you like music?
Oh,
I know you like music.
I love
what do you
music.
Like? You love music. What kind of music do you love the most?
I love to listen to contemporary Christian music.
Okay. Yes. Very good. Mm-hmm. Any particular artist?
Oh.
Really putting you on the spot here.
Yeah.
I know. Sorry.
Oh, where do I begin?
Like
Big Daddy Weave is probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's good. I love Big Daddy Weave. I'll hear a song playing, and I love it, and I'll go look at, you know, my phone that's playing on. I'm listening to Spotify or whatever, and it'll be Big Daddy Weave. I'm amazed at how many hits they have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got bad news. We don't have Big Daddy Weave on today.
Oh.
But we do have, give everybody a little taste. On the road again. So, if you, most of y'all recognized who that artist was, we just gave you just a little bit of a sample. But that is Willie Nelson. Big fan of Willie, Angela?
I wouldn't say I'm a fan. I don't dislike Willie Nelson, but I wouldn't seek it out.
She's trying to be so gracious. She's got a sour look on her face.
No.
No. So I said last week that I haven't been much of a groupie in my musical career. I didn't go to a lot of concerts. I saw Chicago one time, and that was pretty cool back in the day. Yeah, we're getting some head nods in the studio here. But I did have, back in the last years of my high school and early college, I really was into country music. And Willie he was probably at his prime in the mid-80s, and he would do a lot of stuff in Austin. And I found myself at quite a few concerts with Willie. Never got to meet him, but I'm a fan. So today's artist is going to be Willie Nelson. We're going to cue up a few songs and let some people listen. And we'll make sure we turn it up for Angela here in the studio so she can two-step around the desk here. So, awesome. All right. So let's talk. Let's dive in a little bit deeper on your coaching. So let me kind of tell people what I experienced, and then you can add to it. So Angela and I know everybody's tired of hearing this, but we're all part of a Christian networking business group that meets every week. It's called High Impact Connection, and it's just a bunch of Christ-minded business people from no particular church or denomination, just all across Kirk County. And it's been an amazing group, and Angela's part of that. And so, really, when Angela was talking about her business, the Happy, Healthy, and Hormonal, I thought, well, I needed to take some health challenges in my own life. But I thought, I'd like to work with Angela to find out how she conducts her business so that I could refer her. And so, little did I know what I was getting into. And all a good thing. So we started our process. Tell the folks that are listening, Angela, a little bit about how you operate your business and kind of the steps that we've taken so far.
So when I began working with somebody, I start just by finding out where they are, what's going on for them, where are they really wanting to go with their health, and then I help determine what kind of steps that you could take that you're 100% sure you can actually do. So whenever you have some success in the beginning, it's easier to build and continue having success.
That's good.
And lifestyle changes.
Yes. So we're not talking about crash things, are we?
That's right.
Right? That's one of the big points of emphasis, is that, that the changes that I'm trying to make are literally lifestyle changes. And I'll just disclose that, that probably my number one weakness is snacking after dinner. Mm-hmm. Right? This is for those of you out there that have that same problem. There are some good snacks. They're not, no, I enjoy them. They're just not Fritos and Twinkies and those kinds of things. But so that's one of the things that we're working on in my personal life, is replacing some of those snacks with some healthier choices, right?
Right.
And so that's been probably one of the things that, that I've taken to heart the most here, is that, that we're not just doing something that's only going to last 30 days. Mm. We've got something right that's going to last a long time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's
and
right.
And the other thing, so I love what you said about just finding out where somebody is,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then taking them where they want to go. And can somebody accomplish that overnight, usually?
Not at all. No. And I require a 3-month commitment,
yeah,
from my clients, because I know that they're going to hit some roadblocks. And a lot of times that's a little bit further down, around 6 weeks or so, that they start to really see there's some challenges. Mm-hmm. And that way they have somebody, they have me,
yep,
to help them with those challenges.
Okay. And so how do you coach people? What do you do? It all face-to-face? Do some on the phone? Do you use what? GoToMeeting.com or whatever? How does that work?
I'd like to do a face-to-face session to begin, to really get, mm-hmm, to know each other. And then we do phone sessions generally. I work over the phone. That way it's really easier for the client to not have to find me.
Convenience.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And so.
But I'm also available with them, and I'm holding them accountable in between our sessions. So we do have our sessions, but I'm still trying to,
yes,
let them know I'm watching them somehow.
Yes.
I'm keeping an eye on him.
You and I text a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'll ask me, how did I do? And when I don't answer, I think she knows the answer, right? And when I do well, I put it out there in her. No, she is a great accountability person. Mm-hmm. And I got it. If you, when you meet Angela, you will think, here's this nice, sweet person. And she is. But you will find out that she is a really great business lady. And has a great system for how she conducts her business. So we signed a contract.
Yes,
right?
We did.
That's serious, man. Signed a contract. She drew blood. No, didn't do any blood. But signed a contract. Took a deposit for her time. And then probably the thing that I'm tickled about, but it's also fantastic, is if you miss an appointment, you get what's that called? What's that called?
Well, you get one snow day.
That's a snow
it.
Day. And have I used mine?
Yours is used.
But I had you on the show. Can I get another one?
He keeps trying to work out some extra snow days out of me.
Oh, but isn't that wonderful? Because it just tells you she takes it serious, and that makes you take it serious. And we're seeing some results.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we are. And again, I... Tell, use the analogy. Talk about the butterfly effect, would you please? Do you mind, or something similar to it?
Yeah, no, I can do that. I can remember the butterfly effect. So there is a theory out there, and it is referred to as the butterfly effect, and it states that there can be changes made in the weather pattern, just miles, hundreds of miles away, just related to something as small as the butterfly's flapping of the butterfly's wings.
Okay.
And so I like to say that if we just make these very small changes over time and over a distance, right, a
mm-hmm.
distance of time rather than miles, you can see a big impact on your health.
Absolutely. That's really good. And I think it's ironic you brought that up a couple of weeks ago that we were talking, and then what we've been infested, is it an infestation of butterflies,
right,
here? Is that what you would call an infestation, a swarm?
Something.
It's crazy, right? So I wonder what the weather's doing somewhere. It's all messed up.
No.
It is.
What's
I mean, with
happening?
All these butterflies,
yeah,
here. I don't know.
Look at that effect.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to come back to this in a minute, but let's go ahead and take an opportunity and get your information out there for people. Tell people how they reach you by phone, website. How do people get information on you, Angela?
Okay, yeah. Well, they can go to AngelaMager.com. That would be M-A-G-E-R, AngelaMager.com. And I actually have a clean eating guide there that they can download that will help them just with some getting started with shopping a little healthier, cleaner. And I also have a weight loss support group. It's Happy, Healthy, and Whole. That's going to be at the Center for Fitness. Well, it is. It's at the Center for Fitness on the 2nd and 4th Thursday. So this coming Thursday, we'll start at 10:30.
Okay. Is there a cost for that?
It is free.
It is free?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay, very good. So you got a website, you got, and you gave out your phone number?
No, they can contact me through the website.
Okay, very good. I'm sorry. I was looking ahead to my notes, so I was asking her to stretch that out in sign language here. So, all right. So let me just share a couple of things that I've learned personally from you. And, again, I love her technique. Again, we're not trying to rework everything overnight, right? So we kind of started with me drinking more water.
That was the beginning.
That's a big thing. So drink your water, people, right? I mean, that's just so important. That's just a great health tip right there, isn't it?
It is. It's people don't realize what a difference it makes.
Yeah,
If you aren't drinking enough.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Drinking water, and then, again, for me, it's snacking and watching some of the things. Food consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of mindless munching, which is what I tend to do, like I said, later in the evening. I can go all day without eating, eat a good dinner, and then eat another meal right after that. That's just kind of my pattern. But I'm seeing great success, and I don't want to end on – I want everybody to know that Angela's a great coach, and I get in touch with her and look her up. And thank you for being on the show. I hope you'll come back sometime.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way. On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Is there anything better than Willie Nelson on a Friday afternoon?
Well, I might be better than Willie Nelson on a Friday afternoon, but I love Willie Nelson.
That is the voice of Josh Smithson, area director of the Kirk County Young Life.
That's it.
All right, Josh, welcome.
Thank you, Lou. Thanks for having me today.
Glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
I really am.
You didn't wear a jacket.
I know. I didn't leave the office to go home. I don't keep a jacket at my office. I have better temperature control.
Yeah. Funny thing about being on the radio is they keep the equipment in these studios really cold.
And the people.
And the people cold.
Cold as well.
Yeah. So first time I came in, I froze. Last week, I wore a jacket and my flip-flops, and this week, I put on socks.
There you go. So socks and flip-flops. You should see them, folks.
Yeah, it's a great look, everybody. Yeah, that's why I'm on radio. So, well, Josh, I appreciate you taking time out to be here today. Mm-hmm. You're not a Willie Nelson fan?
Willie Nelson.
Okay.
My first dance with my wife on our wedding night, that was our first dance, was to a Willie Nelson song,
Always on My Mind. Yeah, I almost queued that one up today.
Man,
I love that song.
Sally would have loved it.
If I'd known.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have been all teary-eyed if we were playing that in here and all moonstruck.
I couldn't have gotten through.
How long y'all been married?
Boy, that was a good question off the bat. Holy cow. It'll be 12 years in November.
And I know you know the anniversary date, so we're not even going to talk
about November
19th. That. But, there you go. You're just making stuff up as you go. Yeah, that's good. There's really only date. You need to know two dates, right, as a husband?
Yeah, I need to know our anniversary and her birthday.
That's it.
Everything else falls into place.
That's right.
She reminds me when the kids' birthdays are and everything else in between.
And Hallmark reminds you when Valentine's Day is over and over. Right?
I got lucky. I got one that doesn't care much for Valentine's Day. So
that's
what she says. That's probably true.
Yeah, that's not true. All right, so Josh, let's dig into you. I've known you now a couple of years, consider you a good friend. Josh is a lot of fun, does a lot of great work here in the community. We want to dig into the Young Life and find out some people in this community. I doubt it, but most, there are probably a few that may not know what Young Life does.
Yeah.
So we want to talk about that.
Great.
But tell us some cool stuff about you. Where are you from? What's your background?
All right.
I know you're married, got some kids.
I am married. I've got four kids now. And so we're at three different schools with four kids. I feel like we're doing pretty good from age 7 down to 6 months. And so, we're hammering things out there at the house pretty well. But, with me, I grew up in Abilene, Texas. And so that's where I consider home. It's not where I was born. I was born out of the country up in Oklahoma, actually. and so needed a passport to get to Texas, but we got here as quick as we could. Spent most of my childhood and graduated from Abilene Cooper.
Cooper.
So go Cougs. And so, I went there. And then I got wrestled back to Oklahoma, actually, for college to a small school called Southern Nazarene University right there in Oklahoma City.
Yep.
So, I played golf up there and got connected with a lot of different things, student government stuff. I was on the golf team there, and so got connected into the camping world. I helped start a golf academy at Camp Olympia in East Texas.
How fun.
While I was in college. And so through that, I fell in love with kids and fell in love with camp ministry and those types of things. And left college and went straight into that industry.
Okay.
And so was on full-time staff with a camp for lots of years. And so for 10 years, we did that. Met my wife doing that. We hired her my first year on full-time staff. We hired her as a counselor, and she stayed on full-time staff after that summer. And lo and behold, I wore her down to the point where I was the only guy around that she could marry. And so she said yes.
That's awesome.
So we spent a lot of years doing camping. All of those years we were doing camping, we were volunteering for Young Life because we always loved what Young Life was about, how they approached kids, the model of ministry that they had, being relationship-based and everything like that. So when we started having our own kiddos and felt like the pace and the life of the camp industry was a little bit too much for us anyway, to raise a family with all the travel and recruiting and things that happen in the off season, we looked that direction to go on Young Life staff, and we're able to do that 5 years ago. So October 1st will be 5 years, my 5 year anniversary on Young Life staff.
Okay, so, and how many years have you been here in Kerrville?
A little over 3 years now.
Okay,
and so I started off in Bandera, so we never left here. We've lived in Kerrville for a little over 11 years now, I started off as the area director for Bandera County for 2 years, and then I've been over here for 3 years now about. So
very good. And doing a great job.
Well, thanks.
Program's growing here.
Yeah. It is. We're moving forward for sure. So, yeah, when we took over the office 3 years ago, it was really just one ministry, a Young Life Club that was primarily just for Tyvee High School. And currently we have six active ministries, and we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But, yeah, we've got a lot of new things happening over the last 3 years.
Yeah.
It's growing, and we recognize the need in a lot of different areas that we opened up new things for. So
that's good. That's good. All right. Well, we're going to take a break here in just a second, and then when we get back, we're going to talk further. You've got some more time in the second half. We're going to cue up some more music here. Got a little trivia. If you know the answer to this, text me at 830-370-6836. This Willie song is a duet, and if you know who the second person singing with him is, text me and you'll get a free hero card.
She reached down and picked the gun up that lay smoking in his hand. She said, "Father, please forgive me. I can't make it without my man." She knew the gun was empty, and she knew she couldn't win. But her final prayer was answered when the rifles fired again. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover. There was thunder from the throne, and seven Spanish angels took another angel home.
There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lover in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne. Seven Spanish angels took another angel home. All right, y'all, help me now.
There were seven Spanish angels
at the altar.
At the altar of the sun.
All right, seven Spanish Angels with Willie Nelson, and still looking for a winner for the who that was singing on that second half of the song. One of my favorite songs.
Can I give a clue?
You may give a clue.
He wears sunglasses.
Sunglasses. He's so cool, he's got to wear shades.
There you go.
During the break, Josh did text me the answer, but I don't think he's qualified. That just wouldn't be right, Josh.
Yeah, I read it on the computer screen.
Yeah, so 830-370-6836 if you know that answer, and we'll get you a hero card. All right, Josh, let's continue where we left off. Let's talk now. Let's dig really deep in Young Life. What's the mission of Young Life? What are we trying to accomplish?
Yeah, and so the mission of Young Life is to introduce adolescents to Jesus Christ and help them grow in their faith. And so our target audience is kids that are disinterested in church or disinterested in faith for whatever reason. And so our target audience are not kids that are already plugged into a church, but kids that are not.
Okay.
And so we're really doing our best to do that. And the way that we model that is showing up where they're at. So we're not always we have a lot of programs, but before we start inviting kids to programs, we show up where they're at their stuff. And so we're in the lunchrooms. And up to date this school year, Young Life leaders have already probably been on campuses in some capacity, probably over 200 collective hours between lunches and pep rallies and football games and volleyball games and choir recitals and whatever it may be, we show up at their events consistently and earn kind of a trust and really earn a right to invite them to our program. And so we're not just promoting our program. We want to know about them and let them know what's important to them is also important to us. That in turn, we hope that what's important to us will eventually become important to them.
There you go.
And so we've kind of earned this respect with them to where when at Young Life Club or Wildlife Club, which is controlled chaos with a great purpose at the back end of it. When we present the gospel of Jesus in a way that they can understand and maybe make sense to them for the first time, whether they've heard it before or not, it's falling on ears that respect already who's talking to because we've shown up in their
world.
There's
familiarity.
Yeah, and so we're modeling. When we talk to them about a God that put on flesh and came and hung out with people, we begin to model that when we show up on their campuses and in their lives. We're literally putting on that flesh and going onto their school campuses, into their territory is the best way to put it.
That's good. And you said the word club. So what? Tell us about club. What is that?
So club is, we say, is the best hour of the week. And so they're going to come into music that's familiar to them, that they're singing on the radio, and you know, that they're already listening to.
Willie? You doing a lot of Willie?
I'm not opposed to having Willie Nelson play at Young Life Club. But in that, we're teaching them that it's okay to sing at Young Life Club. And if they know the song, it's a familiar song, and they're going to sing that song, then as club moves on and we're laughing and cracking up and you know, doing stuff that is familiar to them to where they're feeling comfortable, at the end of club when we begin to sing worship songs or a song about Jesus and our Savior and our rock and our salvation and all these things, it's safe to sing at Young Life Club. And so whether they know what those words mean or not, if we've taught them that Young Life Club is a safe place to sing, then they're going to sing those songs as well. And it's a really fun thing to watch happen, especially when you see unchurched kids that don't know these songs because the words are up on the screen.
Yep.
They sing it because it's safe to sing at Young Life Club. Because they've laughed a lot, because they feel like they, you know, a Young Life leader welcome them, either, you know, hopefully by name. And our goal is that every kid that walks into the door, we would know by name, either before they walk in or when they're leaving. Our goal is to know every kid by name that comes in and out of that room on a weekly basis.
That's awesome. So, all right, so Young Life is that club happens on what night?
Young Life's on Monday nights at 7:29. That's for high school kids. And we have two Young Life clubs now, one out in Ingram that meets in the Ingram Dam Center that's specific for West Kerr County. And then we have our Young Life club here in Kerrville that meets at our building right behind the Chamber of Commerce on Peterson Drive. And both of those start on Mondays at 7:29 and end at about 8:30 because it's the best hour of the week.
Gotcha.
And we've got five high schools represented in those two clubs now, where we went from 3 years ago, one high school, just Tyvee, and now we're looking at Tyvee and Ingram, OLH, Centerpoint, and Comfort High Schools, as well as Harper. So I guess really six. There's kids from all of those high schools represented every Monday night at Young Life Club.
On the average, how many kids show up?
On average, so the beginning of the school year is heavy loaded, and so we've already seen almost 200 kids this year. But on average, we'll see between 70 and 80 kids every Monday night.
And it is. It's chaos.
It is. It's
lots
controlled
of,
chaos.
Lots of wild games. And
if you walk in and you're invited to, but if you walk in and watch, you're going to think those people have no idea what they're doing. But we've planned literally almost every second of club to feel that way because that's what kids are living in, chaos.
That's good.
And so we want it to feel like their world when they walk in the room.
Very
purposeful.
It is. It is. And so that's the high school age. Now we do something for middle school.
Yeah, called Wildlife, and appropriately
very
named.
Very appropriate, right? Yeah.
So, and that's and we meet on Wednesdays at 7:13 for Wildlife. And, again, we have two Wildlife clubs. We have one here in Kerrville that meets in the same building right behind the chamber. So very convenient for middle school kids because it's pretty much across the street from their school. And then in the same Ingram Dam Center for West Kerr. And so we've got kids from the Hunt School and from Ingram Middle School that participate, as well as Covenant Academy and Peterson Middle School. And we'll sprinkle in a couple of homeschool kids in there. We would love to get more homeschool kids connected with what we're doing and give them a sense of community. And so we do have some that sprinkle in here and there, but would love to have more of that for them. So
That's good. That's good. Really exciting work. All right, so There's one other ministry. There's several more, but talk about the
moms. So 3 years ago, we started a ministry called Young Lives, which is a branch of Young Life specifically for teen moms. And so we go do the same thing with them. We have Young Life Club for them where child care is provided. And so Young Lives is a beautiful blend of teaching them how to be a mom, and our hope is to teach them how to be a godly mom or dad if the dad is still in the picture. But then we're also going to let them have an opportunity to feel like a kid again, and remind them that they're still 16 years old, even though they have, you know, even though they're a mom, they still sometimes need to feel like a kid.
Yeah,
and so that program is a beautiful blend of both of those things. And camp, we do camp
for all
of these trips, but Camp for Young Lives is unbelievable when you see, you know, over 100 teen moms and over 100 babies all in one at one camp facility.
That's beautiful.
But it's really fun. And the camp week is very similar, and it's a very good blend of being a mom, but also feeling like a kid again,
yeah,
and reminding them that God still loves them and wants the best for them in the midst of all of it. So,
that's awesome. What great work.
Well,
and Young Life's a great organization. It really is. It's a nationwide, worldwide
organization. Yeah, worldwide.
And so we've got lots of resources, and that's a beautiful thing. All right. So how do you raise money, Josh?
Well, you know, so here locally, every penny that we spend here locally is raised here locally. And so I'm responsible as the area director. I'm responsible for our entire local budget. And so we're not getting – there's not a pie in the sky that feeds us. We raise our budget locally. So we kind of run as our own nonprofit 501c3 here locally.
Okay.
We do a big banquet.
Yeah,
November.
Banquet's a blast. Talk about that.
Yeah, lots of fun. We try to create a night of camp for a bunch of adults in the room. So 350 to 400 adults in the room, we try to create a night at Young Life Camp, and what that would feel like for our high school and middle school friends that get to participate. And that's our biggest fundraiser. We do a golf tournament in the spring that helps us out a lot with our camp scholarship. And the thing maybe I'm most excited about this year, it's a new one for us, and Mo Ranch puts on the Polar Bear Plunge January 1st every year. And they selected us to be the recipient of that this year. And so anyone that wants to come out and slide at Mo Ranch on January 1st can do that. You pay $25, and all of that goes to Young Life. Or if you're like, man, I think there's some people out there that would pay big bucks to see me do this, you can go and raise money as well that way. And it's a big community event, a lot of fun going to be happening that day out at Mo Ranch.
Okay, that's exciting. In fact, I have signed up to slide for Young Life, and I don't know if people will pay to see me slide, but I think they'll pay me to make me go away.
There you go.
I think we'll see if we can't raise some money. So, you know, on a personal level, if you'd like to sponsor Young Life, sponsor me to slide, I don't mind taking the plunge 1 year. I hear you may not do it 2 years in a row, but we'll see. So golf tournament, banquet's coming up in November,
November the 7th.
November
the first
7th,
Monday of November,
the Y.O. Yeah. That's a blast. Mm-hmm. If you sponsor a table there, you get to stand on it as people come in. So it is a night of camp. Just great fun. And, Josh, you know, part of the Hero Card program itself is that we want to honor people that are doing great things here in the community. And you know I'm a big fan of Young Life. Mm-hmm. I have been for quite a while. I'm a big fan of yours. And I just love what you're doing over there, you and your staff and the volunteers. And we're just blessed to have you guys here.
Yeah.
And you're making a difference. And, you know, we reach these kids early, we can change their lives. That's just and we'll have a better community.
Yeah.
Right?
No
and
question.
So it's good. So I want to thank you so much for coming out. I know you're about to go. We're going to let Josh get out of here because he's going to go over and continue to serve the community. You're going to do...
I help with the cooking before home football games. I go and do one of the grill cooks. I get all the hamburgers and sausages ready for the evening.
That's it. You will grill probably 600 burgers and 800 hot dogs and sausages, and you'll burn your hands, but it's all for the community.
It is.
All right, and last thing, I'll say this. You want to give a shout-out to your Cubs? Big Cubs fan.
Man, they clinched yesterday, the NL Central. It's going to be a fun postseason, we hope.
Yep, I bet it is.
So, yeah, this is next year. We always say next season, so this is it, is what we're hoping.
Well, Cubs-Rangers in the World Series.
I'll take it. That'd as long great. As the Cubs win.
All right, fair enough. That's great. All right, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks,
have a good
Lou,
rest
appreciate
of your day.
It.
In twilight glow I see blue
cry in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and part, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. And through the ages, I'll remember crying in the rain.
Crying in the Rain. I think that was the second country song I ever heard. And the first one was by Willie, and I fell in love with country music that day. I think I was 7 or 8 years old. And that song right there, which many of you that may or may not know about that song, Willie was mainly a songwriter up until that point.
Mm-hmm.
And he recorded that, and it just kind of put him on the map after that. And that song's off what album? I've got Becca Gray on my producer, very talented producer. I'm gonna come back to that in just a second, but she's
Redheaded,
she's
Stranger. Music,
Redheaded Stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the song Crazy that Patsy Cline made famous was written by Willie as well.
He wrote that?
Yes, sir.
He wrote Crazy?
Yes, he did.
Oh. Pretty talented.
Extremely. He's a phenomenal songwriter.
He is.
I have huge respect for the man as a songwriter and a musician. Not a big fan of his voice.
See? My wife, Brandy, she cannot stand his voice.
I'm like that with Dylan, too. Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan. Yeah, I'm not a big Dylan fan.
I cannot stand to listen to him sing, but he's a phenomenal musician and songwriter.
Yeah.
I'd rather read their writings than hear them sing it.
Well, I think for me, I love the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the harmonica. You know, that just was...
And he still plays that same guitar.
Yeah.
Even with the big hole in it now.
Okay.
Trigger is the guitar's name.
Trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I know a lot about Willie.
You do.
I'm not a fan.
You do. Well, okay, so let's see if you really know. So the Redheaded Stranger album, they made a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that movie?
I remember seeing it when I was a kid.
Back in 83.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, I watched it with my grandfather.
So that album tells a story.
Yeah.
Right, about a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably some technical term for an album that tells a story. Do you know what that is?
It's called a story album.
It's a story album.
Yeah.
That's what that's called, technical terms. So, about a preacher that's... has actually killed his wife or mm-hmm. been accused of that, and he's on the run.
Right.
But anyway, Willie is in that movie.
And
do you know who the other star, Beautiful Blonde?
Well, only because you reminded me. That was Morgan Fairchild.
Morgan Fairchild and Willie Nelson. Now, that's a couple right there.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if you're a good songwriter, you can have a beautiful...
You have whatever you want, basically.
I guess so.
I watched an episode of some RV show. And they were featuring Willie's current RV and the things that he had put, because he spends so much time on the road, and the things that he has in that RV. And Willie has whatever Willie wants, basically. He has a plug into the wall, push the buttons to dial the phone number, landline telephone in his RV because he doesn't like cell phones. He doesn't use cell phones. He wants to be able to pick up the phone and make a call.
He wants the cord.
He wants the cord. And that's what
they
he
still
used.
Make those somewhere, I guess? Well, they made one
they
for him.
Well, they found one and adapted it for the RV. That's so crazy. He can still make his calls the way he wants to.
He's an artist. He's a little eccentric. Yeah. He just goes by the territory.
He can have what he wants.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we've got, what, 4 or 5 minutes remaining here?
Yeah.
Again, this is the Hero Card Hour on KERV 1230 AM radio every Friday, 2 to 3.
Yeah.
Produced by Becca Gray. I want to spend just a few minutes talking about the actual Hero Card program for businesses.
Yes.
Dive a little deeper into that. So if you're a business owner and you're out there listening, again, we've changed the format a little bit. What we wanted to do is provide incredible value at an economical price and create a package that would serve the business in different ways depending on where they are in their business lives. And or life, I should say. And so, and then the other thing, we want to be consistent in that package price year after year.
Right.
So that, you know, if it worked in year one, it'd work in the second year. And so we came up with basically three models.
Mm-hmm.
And I say we, my partner and I, Clint Fiore, Texas Business Buyers. But basically three packages, and again, the whole idea on the package is to create a presence for a business through either all of them create a presence on our website,
right?
And in the magazine here called the Hill Country Visitor's Guide,
mm-hmm.
which you probably know, comes out once a quarter. It's distributed over at Gibson's and Walmart and HEB. I think there's 13,000 of those that are put out every quarter.
Yep.
Great information in there, great articles. So you get a presence in there. You get a presence here on the radio show,
right?
Which is pretty great. And then, of course, we do email marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I already mentioned the social media. And then on our website.
Yeah.
And the website, boy, we are just days away. I think I said that last week. But there's so much back end on this. The site is basically built, and it's gorgeous. But getting a site that works well is the
right. There's
part.
And there's a lot of stuff going on with that too. But I know Brian McFadden and Red Bison Design, yep. and the way they work, and he's going to make it as simple as possible for the user to deal with.
I think what you just said is I'm a simple user.
No. The consumers are simple.
It's both.
Make it easy for the consumers to access all the information. Yeah.
But the flip side is to make it easy for the business to operate the website, because there's a lot happening there.
Sure.
Right? And that's and plus we're integrating information from existing database. So anyway, they're doing a great job, and that's going to launch soon, and there'll be a high traffic site, and I'll tell you why. If you're a card member consumer,
mm-hmm.
then you have to go to the website. That's the only way right now to find out who takes the card and what their offer is.
Ah.
And so lots of eyeballs on the website. You can go there and you can, you know, I'm looking for dinner. You can look at restaurants and sort that way.
Oh, quick question.
Yeah.
Mr. Hero Card fella, are you going to have an app for that?
You know, when Clint Fiore first mentioned the app, I'm ashamed to say I didn't. Well, when he first brought the business to me, I did not have a Hero Card. But there's a reason. I can barely keep up with my phone and my driver's license and these glasses I got to wear sometimes, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to keep up with a discount card.
Uh-huh.
And so that was just the reason I didn't have it.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm not the biggest shopper in my home. And so, you know, but the very first thing I thought of was it just needs an app.
Yeah.
Because then it'd just be on my phone.
Right.
Right. And we will get there.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So that's in the works.
That is in the works, and that will happen.
Cool.
So that'd really be
neat. The website's going to be accessible through the cell phone, too.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
because that way I can go, where do I want to go? I want to go somewhere they take the Hero Card.
Absolutely.
Let's see if they do. Pull up my phone real quick and double check.
Well, you think about an interactive app that location services, right?
Sure.
It tells you right and starts flashing at you, Hero Card, right? Yeah. So there's a lot of great possibilities using the technology that's out
there.
Very
cool.
So when a business... the bottom line, I'll tell you the categories that we have, and each of these develop on top of each other. We have the hero, just a straight hero category, and that's for a business that's established and doesn't need a lot of marketing promotion behind it.
Right.
And then we have a superhero. And then, just playing on that, we have a super-duper hero. And each one of those, the marketing that we do, right, we get more promotion, more social media, more website advertising, bigger, bolder things, sure. a print ad versus a listing. So it's really exciting, and I think that businesses will really I think we can do a really great job for them and help put them on the map.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So next week, let me tell you who's coming on.
Please.
So tune in again, 2 o'clock on Friday. We've got I'm really excited. We've got Chris Cother and Jency Carson.
Hey, I know some people
you know
by
them.
That name. Yeah.
Premier 7 gym here in Kerrville. They'll be my guest. And then we're going to have Mike Cagle back. Remember Mike from 2 weeks ago? He is with the Kerrville Veterans Assistance Center.
Yes.
And he's going to be talking about what's going on with the veterans. And we cut him. We didn't have enough time, so he'll be back in 2 weeks. So this and that's a wrap for this week.
Again, awesome.
Thank you for listening.
Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun. But look at me, I'm almost crying. But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery, cause for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. They say that all good things must end.